Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 344 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about our recent time in Highlands, North Carolina. We went with our friend Aaron. We did a lot of writing. We did a lot of laughing. We had a lot of fun. You're going to get a whole recap of that on this episode. We would also love it if you would join us on Patreon. If you haven't done that already, it's at patreon.com/bigboo. Our most recent episode is a Q&A episode that we did live for our $8 level subscribers. And then we have all manner of Patreon fun coming up in July. We also did a follow-up to our Hard Nose episode last week that was super fun and a delight to share with our listeners. We would also be so glad if you would stop by our Amazon shop. It's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo, and it's where you can find so many of the things that we love and love to use. Alrighty, here we go with episode 344. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Have you found... I had trouble all last night with my words. And I did on the way home. But I had trouble all last night with my words. I got them mixed up. I couldn't remember. Yep. It was like I had used so many that my brain had not fully reset yet.
Yes. I feel like my brain is so tired that I'm telling you... I posted this on my Insta stories, but I saw a meme that was for goat's butter, and it said somebody had written, "Who you gonna call, goat's butter?" Like, I laughed. I was like, "I'm in some sort of delirium." That because I mean, it's funny, but it's not that funny. And it undid me.
It is funny. It for sure is funny. So Melanie and I have been on a journey.
Yes, we have.
Melanie flew into Birmingham last Tuesday, and on Wednesday, we went with our friend Aaron to Highlands, North Carolina.
Yes.
Where
one of my new favorite places.
Absolutely. Where we had planned to, well, we rented a house and with the sole goal of going and making progress on some stuff that we're writing.
Yes. Yes.
It was very successful. We'll talk about that later. But we did spend an inordinate amount of time over that series of days. I could never remember if we were there for a week, a weekend. And so finally I just started calling it a span of days. A span of days. Mm-hmm. But we made a lot of progress during the span of days.
Yes, we did.
But my gosh, there was a point Saturday afternoon where I don't know when my brain has ever felt so exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way I knew to respond was to go lie down in the bed and watch TikToks.
Yeah.
That was all I could do.
Yeah. Well, it's, you get to a point, and I had forgotten this because it's been so long since I have written like that and that intensely. You forget, like this morning, I'll tell you, and I got in late last night, so I'm going to go ahead and give that as my justification, but I was like, I can't possibly go work out today. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm too tired. It doesn't matter. Like, physically, you know what I've been doing? Sitting for days. Like, I really have not done much, but I feel so exhausted. Like,
I canceled Pilates this morning, and I canceled it last night. Like, I didn't even give it a shot this morning.
Yeah.
Happen. No. I just,
same.
Man, just weary. But let's back up.
Yes.
And let's talk about when you got here Tuesday, I picked you up at the airport.
Yeah.
We went to Trader Joe's to round up some final snacks. We took way too many snacks to Highlands. We have so many snacks.
Way too many snacks.
I have bags of snacks that have come home with me. But we came here and changed clothes. And then you and I met my friends Casey and Stephanie, and we met Retha at my beloved Helen. Helen is a restaurant here in Birmingham. And it's the number one place I recommend when people say, I'm coming to Birmingham. Where can I get a great dinner? I was so excited for Melanie to get to try it, but I was so worried that I had oversold it.
Yeah, you really were. There was some, like, she was like, I mean, on the way there, she was like, I'm just worried. I hope it's going to be good. I hope it's good tonight. And I was like, has it ever not been good? Because then all of a sudden I was like, she had left this part out where maybe sometimes it's spotty. She said, no, it's never not one time. So I was like, well, then I think it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
And I am going to tell you.
Okay.
One of the top five meals of my life.
100%. I was so happy that it was everything I'd hoped it would be, and everything mm-hmm. that it has always been every time that we've gone. It is such a delightful place to eat because it's delicious, but it's not precious. You know, I don't like an expectation that mm-hmm. I need to be reverent for my food. I don't mm-hmm. want anybody to deliver it in silence. You know, I want it to be fun. Uh-huh. So I told Melanie ahead of time, I was like, listen, they have these angel biscuits and they come to the table with this butter that's got cane syrup in it. Mm-hmm. And it's what I believe to be a perfect bite of food. It is, it's another level. So we got three things of angel biscuits for the table. Mm-hmm. And I tried so hard, and you can tell me now if I succeeded in this or not, but I was trying so hard not to stare at you.
Because, you didn't. Okay. I didn't feel any stress or pressure to love the angel biscuit.
Okay. I didn't want to be weird about it. Mm-hmm. But I was internally because I wanted to see you try the angel biscuit, but I deliberately didn't look at you. I tried mm-hmm. to just, you know, look over at Casey or look at Retha. And I didn't oversell those either, did I?
Oh no. I mean, it's the lightest, mm-hmm. fluffiest, mm-hmm. like a biscuit to me. Sometimes you can think of like, is it dry? Is it going to be dry? Is it going to be crumbly? Like, but this was like somewhere it was the, this is going to be a disservice to it. It was somehow like a texture of a Sister Schubert roll.
Right.
But like almost like an angel food cake.
Yeah.
Like the lightness of it, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. like you just can't even, and it's not dry, but it's also not too doughy, which I feel like is a really hard balance with
bread. Right. You've got some lift in there in the center, but it's so creamy kind of on the top. And then you put that butter on there. And when that butter has sea salt sprinkled across mm-hmm. the top of it. Mm-hmm. And I could, honest to goodness, you could bring it to me in a bowl and I would eat it with a spoon.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so good. So we just had
a great dinner.
We had a great dinner. It mm-hmm. was just one from the conversation to the laughs to the food. And
we had that watermelon mint salad.
Oh, with a ham.
Oh. And listen, no offense to the melon haters out there, because I know that we have some people that don't, but this was next level. Like with that ham, and it was kind of smoky.
Yeah.
And had a little hint of mint, and it was so delicious. And then my martini had the ice chips across the top. So it was almost like mm-hmm. a little frozen situation, mm-hmm. but it wasn't. Listen, was spectacular.
I've thought several times about that melon and ham situation because mm-hmm. I don't really love ham.
Uh-huh.
But I was intrigued by it. It also had pistachio nuts in there. Mm-hmm. But because the melon was shaved to the exact same width as the ham and it was all rolled up together, it was it was phenomenal.
Yeah. It was like a prosciutto. It was like a type situation.
It mm-hmm. was. And so we got angel biscuits. We got the ham. We got something else, I feel like, appetizer-wise.
The tomato
pie. Oh, the tomato pie.
And the crust on that?
That crust. My gosh.
Listen, go to Helen. If you're going to be in Birmingham, if you're going to be within 2 hours of Birmingham, what I'm going to tell you is go to Helen, because now that will be my thing. Like, because I already know that I'm coming back to Birmingham the end of August, and we are going to have to fit in a Helen dinner. We are.
It's just like, and I can't tell you how much the service there adds to the experience, because mm-hmm. the servers are foodies. I mean, you know, like they love food and they're knowledgeable about food and they're helpful. Melanie and I got the New York strip and split it, and it comes to the table sliced. And it was one of, like, my mouth's watering right now talking about it. It was one of the most delicious steaks I have ever had in my life. And I've never gotten steak there because I always just get something else. And then Casey and Retha and Steph all had pork chops, which I've mm-hmm. had before and are delicious. But it was such, if you, it was just special. It's just,
yeah, it was.
It's special and delicious and fantastic.
Yeah.
And everybody needs to go to Helen. So,
yeah, so good. It was so good. So then I spent the night at Sophie's house.
How many pillows did I have on your bed?
Here's what I'm saying. If you had one, you had 42. Like, they're in such an array. Yes. Such an array of pillows.
Yes.
And I thought, this is what it means to spend the night at someone's house who knows you.
And loves you.
Because the sheet situation was stellar. The pillow situation and the options. Do I want a firm pillow? Yes. Would I like a Tempur-Pedic pillow? Mm-hmm. Would I like more of a down pillow? There were so many pillow options that it made my heart full. And I slept great. It was fantastic. I give the Hudson Casa a 10 out of 10. Well,
I was really, I made sure there were 6 pillows on that bed that weren't decorative, that were just in pillowcases.
Yes.
And an array, because I know that the needs vary there.
Yes.
But
yes.
Those sheets, I promise you, every time people stay in that room, they talk about those sheets, and they're just the Kirkland sheets from Costco.
They're so good.
They are so, they get better the more you wash them. Mm-hmm. And like, we have them on all our beds. We love them. And so, you know, I think I told you that one time when my friend Daphne stayed with us, she texted me a few days later because there's no Costco in Starkville. And she was like, hey, can you order me some of those sheets and I'll Venmo you? And so I have since ordered Daphne 2 sets of those sheets. They're great.
They're so good. They are so good. So we slept great. And then the next morning, Aaron came and picked us and our multiple bags of snacks up.
We had honestly like 6 large size reusable grocery bags full of snacks.
And a cooler full of other stuff. And I'm going to tell you that, so Sophie's driveway is steep. I mean, I'm going to give it that.
Yeah.
But Aaron has, I mean, she has an all-wheel drive vehicle that's very sturdy. And when she, we had so weighed down, part of that was my luggage because I overpacked. But when Aaron went to drive up the driveway, like she couldn't get traction.
Yeah.
Like it was like we were so bottom heavy there that it created a situation.
Yeah. I had to tell her, I was like, look, I think you need to back up a little bit and you need to floor it.
And so
this is a whole other thing, but David was telling me yesterday about some trucks he's been looking at, and we were talking about the driveway, and I said, well, what you're talking about is a real deal. I said, Aaron had trouble after we got the car loaded. She had trouble getting up. He's like, oh, I heard y'all because there was some spinning. But she did. She made it. The backing up, and then she just floored it and went right on up. But it was, it's a deal.
One of the things I remember most about being the parent of a young child way back in ye olden days was waking up feeling so tired after nights in and out of Caroline's room trying to get her to go back to sleep. Well, she didn't really sleep through the night until she was 13. But here's why I wish that I had Hatch Rest, because with Hatch Rest, your child will sleep better so that you can too. The Hatch Rest is an innovative all-in-one sleep device designed just for kids. It's both a sound machine and a nightlight that grows with your children. During the newborn stage, Hatch helps with making a soothing and comfortable sleep environment with continuous sounds like white noise, wind, rain, and lullabies that can drown out the other noises in your home. And as your child grows, Hatch allows toddlers and big kids to sleep independence with customized color and sound cues. The time for bed pairing alerts them that it's time to wind down for the night, and in the morning, their special time to rise signal helps to teach them when it's okay to get out of bed for the day, that keeps those early risers in bed longer. I so wish that I would have had this. It would have been a game changer. Right now, Hatch is offering our listeners up to 15% off your purchase of a Hatch Rest and free shipping at hatch.co/bigboo. So if you're ready for improved sleep for your kids and yourself, go to hatch.co/bigboo to get up to 15% off and free shipping. That's hatch.co/bigboo. So, and then Aaron was our chauffeur. Listen, I felt bad for her because she had to drive in what was just a torrential downpour, especially through Atlanta. I felt like
terrible.
We had a real situation in Atlanta. And so.
Yes, we did. And we missed our ramp to get on a different interstate. And so we ended up in the middle of downtown Atlanta, making our way back to the interstate among a lot of rain and cars. And it was, you know, it was just.
It was a deal, but she handled it beautifully. And she as did. we got into North Georgia, apparently in the Moon family, they like to do some research on the counties that they're driving through. Yes. And I'm going to tell you, I had no idea what that would add to the trip. Melanie kind of took over there. Mm-hmm. And as we would go through different places, she would give us some background, some mm-hmm. population facts,
yep.
some interesting citizens of those places. And
yes.
And it was fascinating. I feel a connection to those places that maybe I wouldn't have felt otherwise.
Yeah. We know more now.
We do. We know more. Mm-hmm. And then we drove up the mountain to Highlands. Now, I am not one to get car sick. I've only been like severely car sick maybe twice in my life. And those were really extenuating circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
One of those times in the back of a safari vehicle in Kenya.
Yeah.
So going down dirt roads. But it was between the rain and we were having to go really slow because of the rain and all the curves. Yeah. And there was a point in time I turned the vent in the back right on my face and asked if maybe Melanie had a peppermint.
Yes. Because Sophie knows I do get car sick. Like if you put me in your car to drive me to the neighborhood HEB, there's a 20% chance that even that situation could make me feel a little woozy. So Sophie graciously let me ride shotgun the whole time. But that road would have been out. I'd have been out for the rest of the time.
It
would have had to leave me there. You would have had to leave me there. It was reminiscent to me, and I did not say this at the time because I didn't want to put it in your head, but of that road in Ecuador that we took on that compassion trip.
Oh, I thought about it. I sure did.
And I didn't want to say it, but I thought this reminds me of being on a bus throwing up in a clear plastic bag on my way to the Amazon River.
Yeah. But as soon as we got to the house, I was totally fine. And all that rain, oh my gosh, how green was it there? It was,
oh my gosh,
it was blindingly green in Highlands. Yes,
like everywhere you could look. And it was so cool. Like when we got there, I had worn shorts. Like I just had worn cutoff shorts and a t-shirt. And like when I got there, I was like, oh, I'm cold. I'm legitimately cold unloading the car and I'm going to need a sweatshirt. And I can't even tell you how excited I was about that.
I know.
It was like we were in a cold rainforest.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was glorious. The we stayed at a place called Wonderfall Cottage we found online. Yeah. And there was a screened-in porch where they had Braverman lights, you know, all across the top. And and there was a waterfall.
Yeah. So that you could see out the door. I mean, you could see out the window.
Mm-hmm. And so to hear the waterfall, and then there was this mountain in front of us. It was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful. And none of us have ever done anything like that where we've gone away to write with other people or write in the company of other people. And I will say I'm a fan.
Yep.
I enjoyed it so much. And I know, you know, you need the balance. Sometimes you've got to get by yourself. But I told Melanie and Aaron, when I've gone like to a hotel room and written for a couple of days by myself, a lot of times I'll leave that place. And it's like I've gone so deep in my head and lived in my head so much that I have a hard time kind of coming out of it.
Yeah.
And it was so nice to be able to write and then to be able to say like, hey, What do y'all think about this? And we're all working on things that are different, different in lots of ways. So it was just helpful. It was so helpful. I loved it.
It really was. Yeah. I loved the whole thing. In fact, I sent some chapters that I had written to Lisa, our agent, just so she could kind of look them over. Cause I need the feedback. I need the positive feedback or negative feedback either way, but I need the feedback as I go. And so I'd send them and I said, it turns out that for future contracts, I just need to say she will be needing a cabin in the mountains of North Carolina.
That's right.
She is willing to write this book, but she is going to need a couple of extended stays in a cabin in North Carolina because it was so beautiful. It was so peaceful. And I discounted just what it was too. And this is a luxury that I have just now been able to do because I feel like before I didn't want to leave and we had, you know, a kid at home and soccer and all this stuff. So, I mean, I feel like my other books, I just wrote in the margins where I could, but like to be able to get away and to be with other writers. And like you said, to be able to be like, y'all, I'm stuck. And mm-hmm. I feel like I have been writing about this and nobody is going to care. And then to have other people like come in and say, what if you did this? Or what mm-hmm. if you phrased it this way? Or what if you used this word? It was just, and then I feel like Aaron was so good at asking very like thoughtful questions.
Yes.
That made you think, where she would be like, well, when did you know that that was what was going on?
And it
was,
yes. Like,
oh, it was just, it was really good. I enjoyed it so much. And I woke up this morning and I thought, I'm really glad to be home. Like, I was happy to be home, but I'm very sad that I'm also not in a cabin in North Carolina.
I know. I'm very sad I'm not at Wonderfall Cottage.
Yeah.
It was great. And Erin mentioned yesterday, or maybe this was Saturday night, she said, you know, she wondered, she knew it would be fascinating to watch other people kind of in their, whatever their process looks like, mm-hmm. but how do you settle into a rhythm? What does it look like to settle into yeah. a rhythm? Does Erin's rhythm and whatever rhythm you have, like, will those two things conflict in some way? Does anybody yeah. need to walk around and chant and somebody else mm-hmm. will yes. shout? But I don't know, just kind of effortlessly, I feel like we settled into our spots. And then Aaron and I think both had periods of time where we were really in our heads in terms of what is this? Mm-hmm. And so because you had bedrooms you could go to and yeah. I don't know, you could sit in different places. It was fantastic. 10 yeah. out of 10 from a writing perspective. I just loved it. And it was such a good momentum builder, I feel like, for all
yes,
of us in different ways.
For sure. Yeah. It made me feel like, it was funny because I told Perry last night, I said, it made me feel like, oh, I really am going to be able to do this. Like, I got mm-hmm. enough done where I'm like, oh, and he said, did you think you weren't? And I was like, you don't know all the levels that I thought I wasn't. Like, you don't even begin sure. to know the way that I had thought I'm just going to email them and say, never mind. Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
Know,
you. So, uh-huh. I appreciate your confidence, but unfortunately, comma. Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's always interesting to me because I've been traveling a lot this summer. And so I really get to find out what are my favorite products by what I want to make sure that I pack to go with me. And one of those things is Osea's brand new Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. This is a high-performance body moisturizer. It absorbs instantly and it delivers lasting hydration without stickiness or residue. One of the things I love about it is I cannot believe how light it is, but how moisturizing it is. I love the way it feels. I love the texture. I love the way it smells. It's just got this really good summery clean smell. It is lightweight. It absorbs instantly. It's immediate and lasting hydration. And I can just tell that it is replenishing my skin's moisture barrier, that it brightens my skin, that it just makes everything look better. It is my new favorite summer moisturizer. I love all of their products, but this is especially so great for warmer weather when you're going to sweat when you get outside because it just really absorbs. So you can put it on before you go for a morning run or after you work out and get dressed right away. It's so good if you've spent the day in the pool or swimming in the ocean. I cannot say enough about it. You can get hydrated, healthy skin for summer with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. And right now, they have a special discount just for our listeners. You can get 10% off your first order site-wide with code BIGBOO at OseaMalibu.com. But that's not all. Get an extra 10% off plus free shipping when you have your favorite products delivered on repeat with their Subscribe and Save program. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code BIGBOO.
So let's talk about, though, our one little mishap. While we were at the cabin.
Yes.
And y'all, what I'm going to tell y'all is this cabin, I realized once the sun came out and it wasn't so rainy, as we drove more, I was like, oh, there are houses closer by than what it seemed like there were.
Sure.
Like,
yeah. We were kind of in a neighborhood. You just couldn't tell initially.
Yeah. But it didn't, it felt like you were very remote. And
yes.
because of the multiple warnings about bears and bear life and do not leave any food in your car because the bears will basically drive your car off on a joyride with your potato chips. It felt very remote and like we were literally in the middle of nowhere, even though that was not necessarily the case. And at night, it was a level of darkness.
Yeah. Oh, it was so dark.
It was dark.
It was so dark. So Thursday night, we'd been to dinner. Mm-hmm. Melanie and I had a really excellent short ribs dish at Wolfgang's in mm-hmm. Highlands. And we got back, we watched LSU play baseball, just much tired. We'll talk more about that later. It was one of the real highlights of our time, of the span of days we spent there.
It really was.
So we'd watched LSU play baseball. Melanie said, Aaron went to bed, and Melanie said, I think I'm going to jump in the shower before mm-hmm. I go to bed. And I said, great. So I'm going to go ahead. Like, it was time for me to go and begin watching my series of TikToks, as I like to do. And so I went in my room. Melanie went and got in the shower. And while Melanie was in the shower and I was in my room, the power kind of flickered probably four or five times.
Yeah.
And it would cut off. It would come back on. It would blink. And so I got up thinking somehow I had caused this with something I had done to my thermostat, like checking all that. And while I'm standing there, the power goes out completely. And after about 5 seconds, I hear Melanie go, Sophie!
Where my room was across the living and kitchen from where Sophie was. So Sophie was like across the house. But I mean, I'm telling you that I was naked in the shower and the lights went out and it was like, it is dark.
It was so dark.
I can't see to find my towel. No. I can't. I didn't have my phone. I'd left my phone in the bedroom. Like I was just stuck. Yeah. And I was like, what am I going to do? And then I could kind of hear it. And I was like, Sophie,
I went and grabbed my phone and turned my flashlight on. And so Melanie kind of staggers out of the bathroom with a towel wrapped around her.
Yeah.
And we kind of stood there and we're like, what do we do? Because here's the deal. We have no cell phone service. I don't have any cell phone service.
No.
Now the Wi-Fi is out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we realized a couple of days later, we had a landline. We didn't know we had a landline. We didn't think about the fact that we had a landline. So, so it could have not, but in the moment, what I'm thinking about is, oh my gosh, we don't have any power. My computer's going to eventually lose its charge. Like, we're here to write. So I start traveling down a series of scenarios where we have to leave early we have to, are they going to give us our money back? Like, I go worst case scenario with that. And Melanie, in the meantime, has her own worst case scenario.
I do. Because what I have decided is we have been targeted by a group that most likely followed us in from Highlands. What has happened is we were followed as we left the restaurant. And what they have done is they have cut all power to our cabin and they're going to murder us. And we're going to end up as a subject of a dateline that says they were going to write in the mountains of North Carolina when tragedy struck. I know every nightmare that Perry Schenkel has poured into me in terms of being prepared for any scenario, like in that moment, I was like, well, this is it. This is what he's warned me about.
That's exactly right. And it's the story that Skip Hollandsworth was born to tell, right?
So
here's the other thing. The cottage where we stayed, the Wonderfall Cottage, has a small little, like, we call it the casita, off to the side. And it's like a self-contained little one room. Well, it has a bedroom and a bathroom. Mm-hmm. And it also has a really big closet. But Melanie had initially said, I may stay out here. And I said, there's no universe where you're staying out here. And you said, yes, I will. I'll stay out here. All I could think about was if Melanie Schenkel had been out in that little casita when the power went out, how she would have busted her knees trying to fly across that gravel to get to where we were. Like, it would have been a nightmare.
No, it would have been a nightmare. And here's the thing. I appreciate that you think I would have left that casita. What I would have done at that moment would have been to barricade myself in.
That's true.
I would have, in the hopes that the call wasn't coming from inside the house, I would have barricaded myself in and I would have curled up in the fetal position.
Yes. Yes.
And I would have probably tried to call you on my cell phone.
Okay.
Although that wouldn't have worked because we didn't have any cell service.
I didn't have any service. So Melanie, as she comes out in her, wrapped in her towel, becomes very, very obsessed with finding candles she can light. So
because Perry Schenkel, it's all about the illumination.
Right. So she's wrapped in a towel. Her hair's piled up on top of her head. She's finding little votive candles in various spots in the living room. And we had this box of really tall matches. And so she's striking matches. I don't know what to do, but I remember all of a sudden that before I left Birmingham, in a moment of unprecedented preparation, I charged my phone charger, mm-hmm. like my extra battery thing that Melanie told us about when she went to Colorado. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to go get my phone charger. And so I go like hook that thing into the bottom of my phone. And I think, how's that helping you, ma'am? You don't have any service. So I go back out in the living room. Melanie's still trying to light candles. Uh-huh. Then it occurs to her there might be a flashlight somewhere. And she goes and she finds a flashlight in the kitchen. And the voila
the relief I felt.
She did it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
So she turns that on and then realizes that you have a bar of service on your phone. So you texted the rental company and said, hey, we have a power outage. And that's when we found out that it was a big area wide outage.
Yes. Which was such a relief because up until that time, what Sophie is not saying is I was trying to light these candles with these long things. I was doing it so frantically and so nervously that I kept breaking off the matches. So when we went to leave the place yesterday, part of what I had to clean up were all the broken pieces of matches that I was frantically trying to light. Yeah. And then the candles were all really burned down. And so I couldn't get any of them to really light. And mm-hmm. so when I found the flashlight, I was like, we are saved because now what I will have for this mm-hmm. band of murderers is this bread knife
and
a flashlight.
So the people text back, they say it's actually an outage. So we feel better at that point. And we're like, well, we'll just go lie down. So mm-hmm. Melanie goes to her room where she reads by flashlight. She finishes a book she's loved.
Yeah.
I go kind of pretend to sleep. But at some point, Melanie's door opens and it kind of like,
it
I don't
pops,
know.
Because it was stuck. Yeah, it was stuck.
It pops and I shoot up. I mean, like, you didn't even know I could move that fast.
No.
And then so then I get a Melanie. But Aaron slept through every bit of it. And after about an hour, the power came on and you have never seen two more relieved 50-year-old women in your life.
I mean, can't even tell you. Because I started to think like Sophie, because I was reading my book and then I finished my book and I was like, well, what now? I don't have anything else to do. I can't,
you can't watch
get on the
TikTok.
Computer. Uh-uh. I can't get on my phone. I can't, like, what am I going to do? And so I just kind of sat there and I was like, well, now our retreat is over and we're going to have to leave tomorrow. Like, we're going to have to go back. And then what do we do? And I was like, am I going to check into the Homewood Suites, you know, like, and right there, like, what is this going to look like? So when the power came back on, I can't even tell you, I'd also decided that I was very hot, even though it wasn't hot, but just the knowing that you can't make the AC come on.
Right. There's no air circulating. Your fan's not on. Like, it's just, it's still, it's so still and it's so quiet and it's so dark. So the next morning when Aaron woke up, I was like, well, we have lived a whole life that you slept through. I mean, we've been on a roller coaster of emotion, but we did it. And if we had remembered that there was a landline, you know, we wouldn't have probably felt as panicked as we did.
Probably not.
But good for them for having a landline. Now I understand why they have one and well done. So,
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we survived that.
Yes.
And then we wrote the next day. We got more done. We went to the Ugly Dog pub that night for dinner.
Okay. I forgot we were going to talk about this. Many of y'all know that I have tried to do a better job over the last few years in terms of taking care of my health. It's an area that I got real lax in for a while. And so now I try to be so mindful about doing what's best for me in terms of exercise, in terms of nutrition, in terms of my emotional health, just all the things. One piece of that that has been a little bit of a puzzle for me is trying to figure out what to eat before I work out. And that is why I'm delighted to tell you about Mosh. Whether you're at the gym or on the go or between meals, Mosh protein bars are the smart snack to keep your brain and body fit, fueled, and feeling good. With 6 delicious flavors, each Mosh bar includes 12 grams of protein, 12 grams, and is made with ingredients that support brain health like ashwagandha, lion's mane, collagen, and omega-3s. I love that Mosh is such an easy thing to grab when I'm walking out the door to Pilates. I can eat it on the way. It also supports me in terms of giving me the energy that I need to have a great workout. I have two favorites, actually. It's kind of a tie. I love the blueberry almond and I love the peanut butter crunch. Don't settle for mediocre snacks when you can nourish your body and your mind with the fuel it needs to succeed. Head to moshlife.com/bigboo to save 20% off plus free shipping on your first 6-count trial pack. That's 20% off plus free shipping on your first 6-count trial pack, which includes all 6 mouthwatering flavors. moshlife.com/bigboo.
We had a living hard no, is what I'm going to tell you.
We had a living hard no. Mm-hmm. We had a delightful meal. It was the kind of food we were looking for that night. Like it was, you know, like
some loaded tater tots that were fantastic.
Yeah, loaded tots. Melanie and I got spicy margaritas. Like it was exactly what we were looking for, comfort food. And as we were about to leave to go back to the cottage, we realized that they have a gift shop. And we all are interested in, we're interested in some Ugly Dog Pub t-shirts or whatever. We get in that gift shop. And I'm going to let Melanie tell this part because I don't want to give away details that I don't know.
Yeah.
But well, I knew within 5 seconds that I needed to exit. There are certain things that I have no patience for. And one of those is when someone is in a relatively small space and feels the need to be to completely take over that space with their actions and their voice.
And so the first indicator was, so Aaron walked into the store first, and I think Sophie walked in, and then I was last. Well, I did what you do when you're walking in a door like that. Like I looked behind me to see if somebody was walking in behind me. And what I'm going to tell you is there was a man on a walker who was coming towards the door, and he appeared to be kind of by himself. You couldn't really tell. So I'm like, I need to hold the door open for this gentleman who's coming this way in his walker. And so I'm holding the door and I hear this voice behind him saying, "We've got it. We've got it. We've got it. We've got it." And I was like, "Well, you don't have it, because if I'm not holding this door, then I have just really let the door just shut in this elderly gentleman's face, which feels all kinds of rude." Right. And so I kind of stood there and kept holding the door because I was like, I don't have any choice but to hold this door. Like, you don't understand this. I can't let this door close. And so finally this woman comes and takes the door from me. And so then I proceed to get kind of lost in the t-shirt search because I'm looking for one for me and one for Caroline. And I, you know, that's a whole thing for me. So I'm a little checked out at this point, but Sophie is not.
I'm not checked out, because what she does is she gets this elderly man situated in a corner of the store, and then at least 10 times she gets a t-shirt off the stack, you know, and they've got all kinds. They've got short sleeve, they've got long sleeve, they've got v-neck, they've got sweatshirts, they've got all kinds of things. And she would get the t-shirt and she would unfurl it, and then she would go, "Dad!" As soon as I realized this is a pattern, and I'm going to play an audio clip of Aaron's imitation of this whole event, but I said, I turned around to Melanie and Aaron eventually, and I said, "Listen, there are times in my life when I say, you know what, you can have it. You can have it. And this is one of those times. So I'm going to the car. I can't, I cannot." Dad!
So she did. Sophie put down a t-shirt in her hands. It was not worth it to her. She couldn't handle it. She was like, "She can have this whole store. She can have this whole experience." And I really had been kind of checked out enough that I had kind of, it was peripheral noise to me. But then once Sophie left, I was so honed in on it that I was so tickled.
So I had the great pleasure of watching Aaron exit the store and Melanie exit the store from my spot in the car. And when I tell y'all that the look on their faces could best be described as sort of a resigned state of just stunned, just like overwhelm. What have I subjected myself to? Aaron and I, because Aaron got in the car before Melanie did, we developed a whole backstory for this family. But it was, I mean, it was so, it marked us in ways, like the whole rest of the weekend, that was sort of our battle cry. I can't even explain to you how it felt like a violation of my space, a violation of my peace, a violation of what I wanted to listen to. And so, listen, she can do it if she wants to, but I get to leave.
Yeah.
So no. I did. I just, like, I was out. There's no t-shirt that's worth sitting in that. And,
no.
And like, poor dad, you know, I mean.
And the whole thing is, you have to know that this whole shop was about the size of my master bath. So we're not talking about a big area, you know.
Right.
So you're all kind of crammed in there together. So it was like every time you heard a dad, it was like literally right in your ear. Like,
somebody's just in your kitchen just screaming at you.
Yes.
But we made it, and golly, yes. I mean, and Erin really, I mean, I feel like she perfected it as
she
our
really
time, our time together uh-huh. went on. She uh-huh. really, she embraced it.
It's 2023. Why are we still dealing with smelling, rotting trash, and constant trips to the garbage, especially when there's an easy solution? It's called Mill. Here's how it works. You receive your bin. It's easy to use. You can put it in your kitchen, and it gives you a place to dispose of your food scraps without contributing to what's going into the landfills. With Mill, I'm helping out the environment every day by keeping my kitchen scraps out of landfills. Membership starts with the Mill Kitchen Bin. It grinds, dries, shrinks, and destinks your kitchen scraps overnight, turning them into food grounds, which are still food, not compost. Keep adding the kitchen scraps for weeks. Food grounds take up a fraction of the space of garbage, so there's no more leaky bags, weird smells, constant trips to the curb. And when your bin is finally full, you just empty it into a prepaid return box and schedule a USPS pickup right from your Mill app. Mill then goes to work turning your food grounds into food for chickens, because feeding animals is the most effective use of uneaten food, according to the EPA and the UN. Membership costs about $1 a day. It includes everything: the bin, food ground shipping, the app, and regular impact reports, so you can see how you're making a difference. We love our Mill because it's been so great to see that our food scraps are going to a good source, and we're not just dumping stuff in the trash, because we tend to have a lot of leftovers because it's just the two of us. So Mill has really helped us in that way. Mill is now shipping, but supplies are limited. Reserve your Mill membership today at mill.com/bigboo. That's mill.com/bigboo to reserve your membership. Get Mill now and change your kitchen forever.
The other thing that was such a highlight for Melanie and me, who, granted, the two of us together, when there's college baseball happening, we're a lot. We're your own personal announcing crew. Well, we're gonna go back to games we've seen before and loved. We're gonna uh-huh. analyze your stance. We're uh-huh. gonna talk about how we don't like how you're not being aggressive enough. And if you stand
right.
there and you don't swing, you're not gonna hit it. Like,
no,
we're a lot.
We're gonna use some baseball lingo.
We're gonna talk about
you're gonna go down looking. We're going, it's a whole thing.
I told David last night. Melanie and I went and got a quick lunch before I took her to the airport yesterday, and we were watching the second LSU Florida game, and I said, "Oh, that's the kid who pinch hit last night." And Melanie said, "Didn't he go down swinging?" And I looked at her and I said, "You know, it's really a wonder we found each other. It's a miracle." But we essentially dragged Erin into this. Erin, not a college baseball fan.
No.
But my goodness, I mean, I really feel like we made an LSU fan out of her over the course of the games we watched. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I felt like she embraced it.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like she started to pick up on the lingo. I feel like she developed her own lingo.
Yes,
along the way.
She did. Now, I'm going to say, I'm going to say this in humility. The Holy Spirit gave me some skills in terms of the LSU, just their momentum shifts and uh-huh. what that was going to take. So when we were watching the game, this was Thursday night, and Tommy White comes up to the plate. I said, somebody with that many gold chains needs to get up there and hit a home run.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And we had just explained to Erin how you could win it in a walk-off, like to watch
yes.
a baseball, like what a walk-off is and how that
yes.
happens and how it's the most exciting of all baseball endings.
Yes. And so sure enough, he hits it. They win it in a walk-off. It's glorious. I mean,
we all stand up. We all stand up and cheer.
Oh, we all stand up and cheer. The LSU players, they're all at the plate. Tommy White is losing his mind. When they interview him after the game, he can hardly speak. Like, it's just, it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So then when they start the championship series against Florida, we're watching the first game and they're in the 11th inning. Kay Beloso is about to hit. And I looked on the screen and it said that he had hit like two singles and an RBI that night. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just thinking to myself, if you've been playing Florida and you hit two singles and you hit an RBI, you're due. Like you're making contact with the ball, like, you know? Yeah. And so I said, oh, I think Cade may be due. And y'all, and Florida had just switched pitchers.
Yeah.
Which is always a tricky spot. And so he clocked that thing and I nearly blacked out. Like, we leapt to our feet. Erin was screaming because she had been telling the LSU pitcher, like, she went from like, what was she saying? She was telling him to stay frosty.
Stay frosty,
Coop.
Because we were like, he's dealing. Like, Cooper is dealing or whatever. And then Erin decided his nickname was Coop. Yeah. She was like, stay frosty, Coop. Stay frosty. Like, she was in it. And then every time either LSU or Florida would like come back after the end of an inning and they would all hug and she'd be like, look at him bro it out. I love it so much.
It was so fun. But anyway, when Kate Beloso hit that home run, I mean, we screamed and I really did. I thought I'm about to faint. I'm in a higher altitude and I have leapt to my feet too quickly. And then Erin starts to scream that I'm a prophetess.
Yes.
But it was so fun. And I mean, maybe Erin, I don't know if she would feel this way, but for me to write all day long and then to be able to go to dinner with y'all and then to watch college baseball at the end of that, it was perfection. Oh. It was what could have been better? Because our teams aren't in it, so it's not nearly as stressful as it would be. Like, or even if it was football season, like, and we had to worry about how our teams were doing. We just love LSU. And so it was so fun to cheer for them. I had the best time.
It was so fun. And we said, it goes back to, we said at the beginning of baseball season, at that time, I mean, people are saying that this LSU team may be one of the best college baseball teams of all time.
Yes.
And, you know, they had their ups and downs in the season, but to see them, and here's the thing I love about them, we talked about them, every single guy on that team looks like he runs an HVAC business in spare time. Like, during the off season, what he's going to do is help you with your heating and air conditioning needs.
He is. Or, you know, he's going to haul some things. Like, he's got a tow truck company. I mean, they all look like really grown men.
They do.
Who have built some successful businesses where they have to work real hard.
Yeah.
And man, it's delightful to watch. So we have game three tonight. They had a rough time yesterday, but I felt like LSU did the right thing. Florida's so deep with pitching.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I felt like LSU did the right thing, which is like, you know what we're doing? We're taking all our starters out. We're going to let some guys have the experience of playing in the College World Series, and we're going to come back to this tomorrow with our guys.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes tonight.
We'll see what happens. But that was good strategy. And Sophie and I, there again, because Sophie's baseball prophetess ways, even after Florida, when they hit that grand slam yesterday to go up, I think it's 7-3 at that point, she was like, I think maybe LSU needs to say, we're going to let y'all have this one and just manage their pitching for tomorrow, which I think was an excellent call. And clearly the LSU coach agreed with you.
Because Jay Johnson, we were on the phone together. Yeah. And he was, it was so fun. It was so great because it was, God, it was helpful.
Yeah.
And really productive, was. But man, we made some memories, you know? Yeah,
we did. Listen, it was so good. And I need y'all to know that just as we're sitting here doing this, that we just got a text from Erin Moon that said she just saw a man in an LSU polo and yelled Coop and gave him finger guns. She said he looked perplexed, but he enthusiastically returned them. So
Coop. Listen, he's my favorite relief pitcher. Like, I mean, obviously I'm a state person, but I love when he comes in to pitch relief in a game, that hair, he's got a flow.
Yep. Yeah. Cause there again, he could have a side gig as a bass fisherman guide in the bayous of Louisiana is what I'm saying.
100%. And maybe he does, and we just don't know it, but yeah.
So that was that. We got some words written. It was great. I got home last night. I'm going to tell you that we left Highlands at 10 a.m. East Coast time. And then I did not crawl into my bed. I landed in the San Antonio airport at 11:45 Central time last night. Oh,
that's a long day. That's a long day.
I'm going to tell you, the shower that I took to wash the humanity off of me after being in the airports and the whole thing, and everywhere was so crowded. The security line in Birmingham was insane. Dallas Love was packed. I was so ready to get home, but I mean, I slept the sleep of angels and you know, and today I'm just doing some laundry and some podcasting, and I've got a de-puffing mask on my face because of the loaded tater tot and fry situation.
I need to go put that Clarins mask on my face. That's what I need to do.
Mm-hmm. I've had mine on since about 10:30 this morning when I woke up. So on that note, is it time for five favorites?
Time for five favorites, and I'm going to kick us off with one of your favorite things, which is a vitamin.
Oh, I'm so happy.
But this actually dawned on me last night when I was taking this vitamin, because I have been taking these for over a year, I think. They're Mary Ruth's vitamin C gummies. And, you know, I'm one of those people, I think, like, in terms of vitamin C, you know, obviously you want to eat stuff that has vitamin C and all that kind of stuff. But I really like these because, one, the flavors are good. The flavors of the gummies are good. So they're delicious. Like, I enjoy taking them. But last night I was like, you know what? I really haven't had in a long, like, in really in a year, is a cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's all because of Mary Ruth's vitamin C gummies. I'm just saying, if you like to try to boost your vitamin C with the use of a gummy, I recommend these, because I don't mind taking them because they taste so good. They don't have any of that vitamin-y like flavor to them. Mm-hmm. And it's just easy to get them into your vitamin routine.
Okay.
Sometimes I take two if I feel a little under the weather, you know, I'll double up. But mostly I just take one every night when I take my other stuff. And I think it's the only vitamin C supplement thing I've ever successfully worked into my rotation. So.
Okay. Well, that is really good to know. That's funny that you say that. That feels timely, because I really did have a moment last night in Dallas Love where I thought, if I don't get sick next week, it's going to be a miracle.
Right. You know. And I know part of me not having colds and stuff is because I'm no longer in a school setting.
Yeah.
But I do, you know, go to Pilates. I use the equipment. We wipe it down and all that stuff. But still, I do feel like, you know, I'm in a relatively good place in terms of my immune system. So this is, to me, an enjoyable part of that. The second thing, also vitamin C connected, I just realized this right now, but, you know, I love a vitamin C product for my face, but I have to watch it. It can be a delicate, sometimes it can be a little too strong because I have really sensitive skin. The Maya Chia, it's called Super Lift Concentrated Vitamin C More. Serum. I love it. It is not too strong, but it also, golly, if I put it on in the morning, which is when I tend to use vitamin C, but when I put it on in the morning, it makes my skin feel tighter, but it doesn't make my skin feel dry, if you can appreciate that distinction. Like, it just feels like it sort of firms everything up. But more than anything, I really like what it's done for the texture of my skin. I think because I tend to have dry skin, sensitive skin. I don't often, like, you know, touch my face and think, oh, it's so smooth, you know?
Yeah.
But I feel like this has been a really good product for me in terms of giving me some subtle improvement in the texture of my skin, and helping me with the redness that I battle a little bit, especially, you know, when my skin gets overly dry. So I just love their products. They feel so good when you put them on your skin, but I really like this one because it's not too strong for me. So
They are the Maya Chia products in general. I was thinking this last night because I love their advanced oil. I think I talked about it on last week's episode. And I put that on last night after I got out of the shower, and I was like, this feels amazing on my face. Like it mm-hmm. really, they become some of my very favorite products.
I agree. Mm-hmm. All right, my next one, Melanie saw this because I wore it to Helen, but it's the Pilcro Oversized Airy Button Down. This is a really good oversized shirt. I wore it when we went to dinner with my Airy, my baby flare denim, well, jeans is what you call that, denim pants.
Yeah,
my
yeah.
jeans that I got from Airy, A-E-R-I-E, Airy. And this is called the Airy button down with a Y. Never mind. But mm-hmm. I just love it because it's an oversized shirt. It's cotton, but it's so lightweight. So in the summer, you can have the look that we love of an oversized mm-hmm. button down, and you can roll your sleeves up, but it's so lightweight. Like it's, you don't feel like you're wearing anything heavy or anything like that. I love it so much that I ordered it in white because Melanie looked at it and discovered that the white has a really cute like accent thread of black on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a winner. I'm a big fan. I've worn it a ton. You do have to, I will tell you, I haven't put mine in the dryer, so I have mm-hmm. pressed it after I've washed it. But it irons really easily, and it stays ironed really well.
And it looks so good. I love it. Like as soon as I decide what color I want, I'm buying one. Like I'm hung up on the color currently.
Yeah, I have the extra large. I ordered a large and an extra large, and the large was fine. But I felt like when I sat down, if you are a person who has, you know, concerns about what happens to your chest and shirts. Mm-hmm. I was concerned that I would end up fooling with the buttons or, you know, I would feel like it was gapping or whatever. So I got the mm-hmm. extra large and I've loved it and it's great. It is oversized, but it's not like you're swimming in a sea of fabric. It's, yeah. you know, it's good. The fourth thing I want to mention, I put this on Instagram a couple of weeks ago. One of our listeners actually told me about it. You know, I started during quarantine, I started using the R&Co Dallas Biotin shampoo because mm-hmm. Gully recommended it.
Yes.
And now it's my go-to. It's my favorite. And there, if you go on Target's website, you can buy what I can only describe as an, like, it's just an econo-sized bottle of this shampoo for $60. Now, the shampoo, just a regular bottle, is over $30. And this is essentially like you're getting multiple bottles for $60. It's way on sale. I don't know why. I'm not asking questions. I don't care. But yeah. it has the pump. Like, it's a big, like, salon-sized bottle of it that you can put in the shower. And I'm so thrilled to have it because the normal size bottles are pretty small and you have to, you know. I mean, you don't need a lot of it, but it's still, this is a great deal. So
yeah.
I think it's $40 off what it would be priced regularly. Mm-hmm. And it came in like 2 days and thumbs up for that.
Delightful.
And then my last thing is a very practical item that I need because Hazel rides in my car and I couldn't mm-hmm. decide. I would try so hard to vacuum like my third row where the carpet part of my car, like where it folds up and it becomes the back of my seats on the third mm-hmm. row, would have so much dog hair on there. Even though Melanie knows I keep a quilt in my car for Hazel. And I was just like, I don't know how to get this dog hair off. You know, I can't vacuum yeah. it off. And so anyway, I ordered a little pet hair remover from Amazon.
Okay.
And this is the ticket. This is okay. what I've been missing. To use in the car, you could use it on upholstery, but you probably want to test a spot. I can't mm-hmm. say how it operates on like delicate upholstery, but on carpet, you know, you just get it and run it down and it pulls all that pet hair off that you can't get off with a vacuum.
Yeah.
And so anyway, it's staying in my car forevermore.
Okay.
So that, cause there've been times where I've had to fold that back seat up cause somebody mm-hmm. was going to ride back there. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry about the dog hair.
Yes.
You know, so just to have it and anyway, handy dandy and effective.
Okay. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, those are excellent favorites.
Thank you. Thank you.
We appreciate it. We appreciate the variety of them.
You're so welcome. You're so yeah. welcome. So anyway, I guess we're gonna ease back into real life and
here we go.
I don't know. I'm gonna stay in my pajamas the rest of the day. I'm gonna tell you that.
Yeah, no, I have no plans to leave. Mabel was really trying to bully me for a walk, and I'm like, Mabel, number one, it's 103 outside, and I had been in the mountains where
I'm so sorry.
I was mm-hmm. saying, it's so hot. I feel like spring was a big tease of like, maybe the summer isn't going to be this bad. And it's like Perry said last night, like we're getting our August weather in June, and that makes me afraid for August.
And you do worry when it's hitting this early, you know, you just have, especially people who don't have access to air conditioning or, you know, it's just like, it's going to be a really long summer. It could be a really difficult summer. So I hope it gets better.
I hope it does too. It does look like we're going to drop down to 100 by Thursday. So, you know, that'll be at that point, we'll all put on sweaters and go back outside.
I was going to say, get your coat, everybody.
Yep. Like, get ready.
All right. Well, it was delightful to recap our very fun trip, and delightful to reconnect with all our podcast listeners who we think about all the time when we're doing things together. So
I know. So it was great. So thanks for listening, y'all. And we will see you next week.
Okay. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Dad.